What we saying in the trailer, that Cat George is a sailor in this carnival riding thing.
We're gonna carny see. Cat, don't you think? He's a carny cat, don't
He's
you
a
see?
Carny cat.
Traveling around with you and me.
He's been to Sudbury and Hawkesbury.
He's a cat, don't you see?
Oh, I forgot my cranberry.
Sherry.
Oh, I didn't know you had a U-tie-E.
U-tie-E.
Got any more? No, ciders are gone.
Ciders are gone.
Got any?
There's beers in there.
Guess we got beers, eh?
There's
grab a beer.
Everybody grab a beer.
Is this a portal?
That is a portal, yep.
Is it totally?
Yep.
Oh.
Is there beer in the portal?
Yeah.
Put your hand and feel around and pull out beer. There's something in there.
I don't feel many cans, man.
Help yourself.
Oh, hold on. No, what the hell? This bottle. Yeah, this is like pop and. Oh man, there's a lot of poppy. I think I'm just gonna open the top. Unless here, you know where the beer is, man.
It's in there.
Oh man, hold up, I see that.
I gotta put in the toilet tomorrow, so I have it for the weekend.
Okay, I was speaking because I could only touch this
Did
stuff.
Did you see the toilet I bought? It's porcelain. Cool. I'm putting in a porcelain toilet.
Oh, perfect. Dude, man, I was looking to sell some toilets then.
This is an RV toilet. They're very specific.
Did you want a beer?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you want a beer, Eric?
Sure.
Okay. I'm good, man.
You sure? There's little ones in there.
Little ones, well,
oh.
Yeah, no, I'm already getting
it. I tried to put it against it and put it through the hole.
Oh.
I was like, I put it here and I went through the right hole.
Yeah, there's a little one in there.
Oh, I'm good, man. Yeah,
sure?
No. Okay. Starting to feel a headache.
No.
Yeah.
That's good. I call them work juice. I quit drinking for like a year and a half and I just started again.
Okay.
But I also got through all my sort of more serious health conditions, and now I'm like able to drink again and not feel pain.
Okay, what happened health wise?
Turned out I had strep throat for 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you don't take the proper antibiotics to kill your strep throat, you just keep it. It never really goes away, and it keeps flaring back up. And so I had it so bad that it was causing like chronic fatigue. It was causing all these problems. What I do is I pull the little
Hold
out.
Up.
Yeah.
So now where does this get emptied?
It pulls through, but you can just I'm under renovation right now.
Oh, that's his food.
No, just dump it in the cat food. Yeah, exactly.
All good.
I just dump it.
Oh, that's just one little piece you got in there.
He's good.
He'll like it. He'll like this. Okay, thanks, man. Oh, that's good. Okay, that's a good pitch.
You can take it out and fill it in.
Or is that too?
That's good.
That's good, eh?
Oh, I probably took less than that.
Less than that? Okay.
No, I'm saying that's good.
I was packing up with tobacco and then filling with weed and then I'm done.
Yes, he does the tobacco.
Depends on how you smoke bongs, I guess. Everybody's different.
Yeah, man.
I was really not happy buying a case of water today, and I really regret that I decided to actually do it. I want to take it back.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got jugs, by the way. I have to put those in the loft.
I have one of those big things. Do you have those big canisters? Like the water jugs?
I have plastic water.
4-liter ones?
I have like 10-liter. No, not 10-liter.
The travel, they are like gas cans, but for water.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thinner ones. I could. They. What were they? They weren't. No. Not. I can show you what I got.
They're for sale.
Yeah.
Okay. find this couch comfortable?
It's like huge. Feels like I'm like a kid. I'm like off the ground.
It's raised like 5 inches, so that you can store stuff under it.
There's still a bit left you can burn up.
Oh, finish it. That's
what we do. Yeah.
That's how we do.
All right, man. Cool. Shit, am I supposed to block these holes? No.
The plan is I'm gonna build a box in the front, and over there is gonna be a little screened-in window for George to look outside, so I don't have to leave the screen door open. Mm-hmm. And then on this side, the possum, there's a possum belly over there and a possum belly over here, but the boxes have been removed.
So
I'm going to put the battery bank access over here and build this into a bench. And then this will be a whole storage area with like a jack and stuff that. Yeah.
Oh, this is a beauty. That's a nice glass one, by the way.
Thank you. It's a thick Marley brand glass. Is pretty durable. I carry it around in a plastic bag and it never breaks.
Shit, okay.
Like just a grocery bag.
Okay. You should get a case, man.
Yeah, that doesn't... It's good. It's thick. So you're gonna write a list? First thing in the morning might be the best time to write this list.
Okay, now I can't feel myself. Where is my cell phone?
I suggested that he write a list of things that he wanted to get done on Friday and things that he wanted to get done on Saturday so that we could maybe try to achieve all of them on Friday and have Saturday to do some extra touches on decor.
Yeah. So definitely Friday, poolside clean. That can be a morning, right? You're saying early, Dennis, you'd be up for that? Morning. Okay, all right. All right, so a.m., morning, say 10?
Sure.
Okay.
If I'm not up, just hit the side of the trailer and say, let's wash the bone. And
all right. Then there's couches. But, okay, the studio, I think, would probably be most of the day. We need to get that one really empty.
Take the trailer over.
Yeah.
Load up everything that needs to get out of the studio first, right?
Yeah.
Take it over to the barn, unload it.
Think about the list in order of importance.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what needs to be done?
What
really needs connect to be the done before
connect the tractor mower in the morning
before the event.
All right.
That'd
so
be the first thing. Yeah.
Studio has to be finished.
Because then you can use that to clear out.
Stage has to be.
Yeah.
Done. You got to do sound check.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So that's.
Got to clean that whole clean the whole studio space, the whole pool area, the whole stage area. Mm-hmm. We have to bring over. That's up top. The we have to you want to we have to move some wood around too, right?
Well, with the trailer, then the wood won't be a yeah.
That's
so
what I'm saying. We got wood with the trailer. Which wood? So what is it? Try moving wood.
Yeah, we can move wood. Yeah, yeah, for
that's
sure.
Really good.
To do that? Yeah, yeah, we're gonna. So yeah, exactly. We'll do a wood. I'm just trying to write this down.
That
so
has to be done.
Okay, so I'm breaking it down. It's like okay, hook up trailer.
This is a great case. These are perfect.
I just got a new one today.
You can drop it in the puddle and it won't even.
I just.
I had that when I was at the carnival.
I had the copy and I.
You had the fake one? Or?
Yeah, the copy, and this is the more expensive version
that
I found.
That one will actually...
I had a bunch of them.
When you take your phone out of the case, after a year, it will look like a brand new phone, and your case will be garbage. Mm-hmm. But your phone will look like you never even used it.
Yeah, I just,
excuse me, guys.
I swear by life proof.
I have a new phone.
Yeah. Life proofs are the absolute best.
Huh. So, hooking up. So we'll make.
I decided to spring for it, but it was, you know, half price on Amazon, of course.
You need a 3/4-inch wrench.
3/4-inch wrench?
For that. Or an
the hitch. I have an adjustable. Yeah.
Hinge, yeah.
Yeah. I do two somewhere. So, yeah, get yours and I'll look for mine, which. Okay.
So just
yeah, I know where it is.
You have some WD-40 handy?
Yeah, I should have some in the house, yeah. I won't actually have a sample of WD-40 pack somewhere. Where is it? I gotta find it. Use it up.
If anybody wants another bomb, just go ahead.
Oh, I'm good, man. Thank you.
They're good stuff. They mobilize you, I guess.
Yeah.
It's called Afghan.
It's 1:45, boys. Hey, I'm gonna probably mosey to bed.
Oh, so you shit. Can actually do stuff?
Yeah, because we get some traction. So 10 a.m.
Definitely didn't get anything done in the morning this morning.
So 10 a.m.
I was gonna ask you is, do you have, if I get a hose, what is your what's your water system about? Here. Do you have to run a pump?
There's a hose right.
Yeah, I've got a hose.
If I use some water?
There's hoses really close.
Yeah, well, we are on a well, so obviously the thing is that is don't have a constant connection.
I fill my fresh water tank. Because what I did was I drove here.
It is good water here.
I don't need it like full. I only need to put enough in it to use the toilet or whatever.
Now your toilet, you have a holding tank.
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I won't dump. No.
Okay.
So the how this works is there's gray water and there's black water. Black water is your poop and everything like that, and gray water is your shower water.
Yeah.
I'm not showering here. I'm not using the sink. I'm not using any gray water at the moment. I will, if I hook up the toilet, use the toilet, but that has its own special holding tank that is... Yeah, it would never be dumped around. Of course. I'd dump that at a truck stop or something like that.
Yeah.
The holding tank's good for me for, if I'm alone, good for a month. I think it's a 50 liter, 150 liter tank. It's the whole middle of the back of the trailer. From the one side to the other side, from the wheel axle, like there's a wheel axle right here,
okay,
a wheel axle right there, and the middle whole back is a holding tank for just poop.
Wow, that's a lot of storage.
And then after that, over here, there's another gray water holding tank. But I don't know why you'd need a gray water holding tank. Like, where would you be? Unless you were,
like that.
We used to camp, like, we it would be set be a, up in, like, Windsor, and we'd dump our gray water in public. Like, literally. Like, kids would be walking around playing games in our fucking shower dirt. Like, and it wasn't just my clean shower dirt, it was the carny dirt of all, like, you know, the dirtiest people you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
Who don't shower for weeks at a time, and then when they do, you know, like, yeah, it's just... No, yeah.
And for gray water, I leave my gray water open now.
But you don't run a hose?
I always leave it open. That means I'm not carrying around any water. Because if I was in, like, any other car or something, I would just be, like, throwing water around freely. It's like...
There's a tap thing you can get.
I actually wash outside more often with, like, what's the outside shower. Like, even wash dishes and shower outside today. I got my hot water heater and did the outdoor shower.
We're butted up. People to people to people to people, right? So if the guy next to me has his gray water open, my patio is a fucking jacuzzi of his gray water. And everything that I'm tracking into my trailer is his gray water.
Yeah.
Right? But when in your setting, it's absolutely fine. But in the setting that we were in, we had these hoses that ran away. So
you don't want to get too much,
ditch or something like that.
Yeah. Here especially, manhole, you can't have too much splashage because, there's... You know.
I lost my hose. It got knocked off. The whole bottom of my thing. My thing's been gone for a little while.
What the heck happened?
I knocked it on a rock.
Damn.
And then I was doing too much off-roading with my... I've lost lots of armor and metal pieces under there.
You can pull me with your truck.
I don't have the hitch on.
I have a hitch. Yeah. Oh, you don't have a hitch? Yeah,
you can put it in.
I have the ball. Yeah, then you'd I know how much we could gas it takes. Yeah, I know.
That would be, if they were doing a tour, instead of a tour bus, a tour trailer.
Well, I have this trailer idea right now. I'm working on...
That would be...
I'm going to Toronto next week to shake hands to open my own talent agency in Ottawa and Montreal based off of a current talent agency that's large and successful in Toronto.
So you're looking for, like, actors or
But model. One of the things that I want to do is do a touring busker festival.
My sister is a good actor.
A touring busker festival.
Okay.
So we have, just like the old caravan styles, we travel the country with world acts and local acts. And I would call on people like you who have busking skills on top of your music skills, too. You can do multiple things. Absolutely.
Yeah, we toured all over Brazil with a huge, you know, busking caravan.
But we're going to get, it's going to be like a circus version of a busker festival where you don't really need to rely so much on the hat. I want to get paid up front by municipalities and things like that to bring in tourism dollars and things like that.
When I do stuff like that, it's more like a donation of your time, to the hat, and then the hat kind of supports the group. But you know, it's like it's more of a devotional kind of thing. But yeah, if you could get some good gigs, then that'd be much better.
Yeah, like we have a way. Make sure that there's a paycheck before we leave.
That's the way how I would do it. For my own personal thing, but
did you see the floor
when I was doing it together, we were really spontaneous about it, and it was we just threw it together and did it, and there was 100 people all traveling together across Brazil for.
That's cool.
Together, the show. I've done that in many places, and that's like kind of some of the things that happen to bring together.
Especially if you don't need
matches.
A lot of money, like if you just need gas money and accommodation people are free. Money and food money, then you're and actually.
You do creative things. At Rainbow Gathering, so after the Rainbow Gathering's done, they're like, we want to continue doing this.
It's harder in North America to do those type of school tours and small places, but you can still book them in. If you have a little bit of a write-up or whatever, and then you...
Where's the country you guys haven't been to yet to want to explore?
Madagascar?
The animal life there.
It's original.
Yeah.
Islands have original stuff going on.
The music, I've never actually heard Madagascar music, I don't think.
We they've got the amazing circle one, you know, the one that's it's a piece of bamboo, it's got strings around it.
No, I have not. I've not seen that.
It's a. You have a piece of bamboo, and then you have strings going in a circle around them. Around like that, so you play your instrument like that.
That sounds cool, man.
The galactic?
your strings go in a circle.
So there's like holes punched in the wood?